this war's always ruby. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot, you can't kill me. I'm a god, no Achilles.
Drive with Lindsay McDougal on ABC Illawarra.
Look, I know that sort of hard-hitting hip-hop's probably unusual for ABC statewide drive across New South Wales. That is Nookie from Yuin Nation here in the Shoalhaven, near where I am here on Dharawal country. And Nookie's on the line right now. Hello there.
Hey, brother.
Well, the host of Blackout on Triple J. You're the unofficial mayor of Nowra, I think, last time we spoke. That was organised.
Yeah, working on making it official. A couple of years off, but yeah, campaign started.
And really busy at the moment. This week, January 26th, a date there's been a lot of talk about for decades, but especially in the last few years, you with a stack of First Nations creatives and leaders are launching We Are Warriors. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so We Are Warriors is it's a program and a platform that highlights Indigenous success and role models and gets it in front of the eyes that need to see it the most, kind of give the tools to succeed.
To young people,
yeah. And it's a bit of a beast. Like, it covers many things. Like, we create content. We have a clothing line with it. We'll be getting out in the communities doing workshops. It's very exciting.
There's a lot of people attached to it. As it says, the tagline, empowering First Nations youth. You grew up, as I said, on Yuin country in Nowra. Who were you looking up to?
My biggest one was my big cousin Ryan Selway. He was a rapper, so just the fact of him rapping and seeing him do it, I wanted to do it. So that's the sort of stuff we based this off. It's to see it to be it. So Ryan Selway was a big one for me. Briggs, like, even to this day, Briggs is somebody who really pushes me to, go out and achieve and create things. Again, like, going from rap, or who knows, man, I might write a kid's book next, you know what I mean?
That's what it's very good friend Adam Briggs did, yeah.
Being a rapper to a TV host to having, a segment on Beach One to making a kid's book. It's just like, all that. I didn't know, we could do that and navigate in that sort of way, and then people like Otis Carey, like, being a professional surfer, then being an artist, like, just things like that, just showing that, like, you don't need to be one thing and you can tap into all your talents and all your abilities, and highlighting people like that and showing what they do and how they've kind of carved out their career and their life, and just show the kids that, this is what you can do. They might be getting told otherwise where they're from, which was the case. That was my case.
And that's where the title We Are Warriors came from.
Yeah. So the title We Are Warriors comes from, it's one of the most important moments in my life. So for me, it's the first memory I've got of school. It's day one kindergarten. It's more realistically maybe like year one or year two, but for me, this is day one.
Yeah.
And it come from a moment where the teacher was putting images of black fellas up on the projector screen and that. And as the teacher's cycling through these images, she's kind of talking about these Aboriginal people. They're dirty. They're savages. They, used to run around the bush naked, no point to life. And as I'm looking at this stuff, it's like I'm looking at myself, I'm looking at my reflection. I'm looking at my family and that it hurt. And Mum picked me up from school that day. And, it's the moment I realised we were Aboriginal. So I jumped in the car and I said, Mum, yeah, we're Aboriginal, aren't we? And she goes, yeah, son. And I started crying. And I said, no, I don't want to be Aboriginal. I don't want to be dirty. And then my mother turned around and said to me, we weren't dirty people. We were warriors. And so that's where we got the name from.
Speaking to Corey Webster, so this We Are Warriors campaign project, you got a bunch of your mates involved. Barker, who's a Malyangapa Bakinji woman. She was in the top 200 of the hottest 100.
Yeah, Bark is in it. So it's like, it's highlighting their story and their truth, A lot of times you find, like, programs and whatnot. It's a lot of the sweet stuff. It's a lot of it's the end result, but not the journey to get there. So with We Are Warriors, we try to show from day one, starting off, to where you are now, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs. So we talk about everything, and the aim behind that is to see it, to be it, to relate to it, because a lot of the stuff we go through is it's pretty similar. So if we can talk on that and show ways through it, then that's the way forward. So it's highlighting these stories, moving through platforms and, utilising brands and, some big movers and stuff and getting them on board and, just inspiring our kids. And then also on the other side is like, building empathy with the, non-Indigenous Australians to all do this together.
What did you think, speaking of, the nice side of things, we saw in the Hottest 100, Kid Laroi up there at number two in the Hottest 100. Baker Boy was getting in a pretty great time for First Nations music.
Yeah, man, hopefully he wins it next year. Kid Laroi for number one.
For sure. And what do you think about, this is all coming out on January 26th, of course, the discussion over what people call Australia Day, Invasion Day, Survival Day, the Day of Mourning as it's been for decades. Where do you think we are as a continent in that discussion at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're moving forward. We still have a long way to go. But that's again one of the reasons why we're launching this on this day, because it's a bad day and there's a lot of negative stuff on that day. So we're trying to inject a little bit of positive, and the acronym for We Are Warriors, WAW, War. And, like January 26th, it's looked at as like an act of war that day. So trying to, add a bit of positive, really just celebrate our greatness as blackfellas on a day that's it's a tough day to deal with.
Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of We Are Warriors ambassador videos ready to go on January 26th. Also, you have some new music that I believe is also inspired by your own experiences on January 26th.
Yep. So this song, Run Dingo, is inspired by my relationship with the day. And for me, it was a weird song to create, because I sort of started it last Survival Day. It kind of came about where I was just hanging out with my daughter. We were just chilling. I started to reflect on, my childhood and some of the issues that has happened on this day. And I was like, are we still going to be here, when you're old enough to realise what this day is? Like, are we still going to be doing the same stuff? Yeah, it was tricky for me to deal with, as a parent. I was like, is my daughter going to go through racism and all that? Like, is she going to cop that? And it was, it was a pretty heavy moment for me. So ended up creating that song, and we borrowed the hook from an old song called Run Dingo Run by Alan Barker. And I just felt it felt perfect, feeling like a dingo on the run on that day, if you get me.
Yeah, right. I've got that old song, which was from 1983, Run Dingo Run by Alan Barker. I'm excited to hear your song as well. So that's all happening on Wednesday?
Yeah, all on Wednesday. Wow. Man, yeah.
And then do you get to relax a bit, or are you back on his blackout on Triple J starting again this Sunday?
Oh, yeah, we done. Yeah, so I had my first show back just on the Sunday, just gone.
Yeah.
So then we're back into the swing of things on that too, yeah.
All right. Oh, you're a busy guy. Thank you for sparing some time to talk to ABC Radio today. Best of luck for We Are Warriors, and you can check it all out on, it all launches on Wednesday. Thanks, Nookie.
No worries. Thanks, bro.